who support this NPR station.
Good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Lori. Well, coming up, the Tampa Bay Times is out with its list of best restaurants in the Tampa Bay area. And we'll talk with the Times food critic later on in this program. And we're going to talk about a project that's designed to protect the quality of information on Wikipedia, a project that involves a USF professor and her students. Unfortunately, part of the station's computer system crashed overnight. We won't be able to play back the listener comments about yesterday's program. There were some good ones. Hopefully, our engineers will be able to fix the problem before the hour is over. A lot of people rely on Wikipedia for basic information of all kinds, history, science, culture. But how reliable is Wikipedia? And what's being done to make sure that the Wikipedia entries are accurate? We're joined now by three people who are doing just that. Frank Schulenberg is Executive Director of Wiki Education, and he joins us right now on the phone. Frank, welcome to WMNF. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks Frank,
for having me.
And also here is Laura Runge. She's a professor of English at the University of South Florida. Runge conducted a class titled Jane Austen Bits to Bytes, the graduate course in the fall of 2017, where her students edited Wikipedia pages related to Jane Austen. And also here is one of her students, Elizabeth Ricketts. So Laura and Elizabeth, welcome to WMNF. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming on. So Frank, let me start with you. I think, you know, I've heard that a lot of professors, a lot of high school teachers say, don't use Wikipedia as your first source. You know, you really should find a better source. How reliable would you say is Wikipedia? And is it common for professors to say that, or am I off track?
Well, Wikipedia's reliability and accuracy have improved dramatically over the last couple of years. On the other hand, there are areas on Wikipedia that are not as fully developed as other areas. So Wiki Education is a nonprofit that is dedicated to systematically improving content on Wikipedia, and we're targeting those areas that are not as developed as others.
When you say not as developed, what areas do you mean? Are these the areas where you see under the footnote more information needed or a link needed? Sometimes you see that on Wikipedia?
Yeah, no, it's like areas. You have to see that the differences in coverage on Wikipedia has to do with Wikipedia's demographic of authors. So some people might already know that 90% of Wikipedia's editing community is male, white, well-educated, and some are in their 20s or 30s. And so if you look at that editing community, then you will see that those people write more about topics that they're specifically interested in. And so there are a couple of areas, like, for example, military history, sports, computer games, that are extremely well-developed on Wikipedia, whereas others, if you go to science, for example, there are things that are missing. And we're trying to fill those gaps and to eliminate inaccuracies. And we're supporting professors who use Wikipedia as a teaching tool in their classes.
All right. Well, let's bring Laura Runge and Elizabeth Ricketts onto this discussion. Laura, you're a professor of English at the University of South Florida. And I take it you teach Jane Austen there at USF.
I do. I've taught Jane Austen on the undergraduate level. And most recently, I taught graduate level for the first time.
So so we're talking about books like Sense and Sensibility and Pride and Prejudice and Mansfield Park and...
Absolutely. You know your author.
Right. Well, I had to...
Northanger Abbey and Persuasion and Emma.
Uh-huh. So when you look at... As a professor, how do you view Wikipedia? Is it reliable for you? I mean, if I were to ask you that question 5 years ago, Would you say that Wikipedia is a reliable place to start to do research if you're a college student?
5 years ago, no, I would not have. And to address the earlier question just briefly, I think that the perception of Wikipedia as an unreliable source of information is still fairly widespread in academia and in the K-12 particularly. But it's changing because the process of how the knowledge is made is becoming more well known. And once people like myself, once I realized that the encyclopedia articles are not just written by any random person and they just don't stand there unregarded, you know, for people to put out outrageous things, I have become much more of a believer in using Wikipedia, not necessarily for research, because I wouldn't recommend encyclopedias for research in general, but they're great for information to get you started, to give you a base, and to point you in directions where you can actually do more research.
And when you say that, I mean, that's where the footnotes come in. The footnotes on Wikipedia are so important to go to more primary source information, right?
That's absolutely correct. And I think one of the areas of editing we can really emphasize in the undergraduate classroom and the graduate classroom is cleaning up those citations, because it not only does it do a service for the encyclopedia itself, but it does a service for teaching the students how to evaluate what real information is. And in this day and age, that's super, super important.
Well, let's bring on Elizabeth Ricketts. Elizabeth, you're a student there at USF, and you're taking classes from Laura Runge in English. And I read here that you revised the Sense and Sensibility page on Wikipedia. You must have read Sense and Sensibility a few times.
Yes. I've actually read it several times, and I'm also available on the movie adaptation. That was also really good. But I probably had read it in a class probably twice in undergraduate and once in graduate school. So I was very familiar with the novel.
So when you went to the Wikipedia page for Sense and Sensibility, what did you find about the quality of the information on the page?
The quality was mostly very good, and it was actually one of the higher rated pages. But as in Dr. Runge's class, we talked about even the pages that have a higher rating could have a lot of work to do. So one thing that I noticed was that a lot of the character development and character motivations were not quite fleshed out. So I worked on kind of explaining that a little bit more. And I also noticed the critical views section was very sorely lacking. As a literary scholar, I'm very invested in strong literary scholarship. And the critical views section had cited one scholar, but they also cited information from a self-publishing website where somebody had written a paragraph about Sense and Sensibility. So that's where I could take my experience as a literary scholar and take that information out, because all sources are not created equal, and the person doing the page or doing that section may have thought that that was valid information because it was from a place, but just because you can find it somewhere doesn't mean you can necessarily include it.
Well, when you bring up self-published, I mean, then I've got to ask the question, how do we rely on the editors of Wikipedia? How do we know who the editors are at Wikipedia? And Frank, maybe I should toss that question back to you, because that would seem to be a key bit of information. If somebody is self-published and the book or the scholarly work hasn't been reviewed, I would take that less seriously than a book that's been published by a big publisher or has been published in an academic journal and then reviewed by the scholars who run the journal.
Yeah, everything that is on Wikipedia has to be backed up by sources. So unlike a traditional encyclopedia, it's not so much about like who adds that information, that new information to a Wikipedia article. It's more about, does that person have a reliable source that backs that information up?
I see. So, Elizabeth, to your point, when you saw that it was self-published, why was that a red flag for you, some of this information on the Sense and Sensibility page?
Well, I'd actually like to clarify. It was self-publishing, but it was actually a website not even about Sense and Sensibility. It was a website on how to self-publish. So the reason why that set off such a red flag for me was that was not a literary scholar. That was somebody giving instructions to people on how to self-publish things that just so happened to have a paragraph about Sense and Sensibility. So it was setting off multiple red flags that it wasn't a scholar that had been peer-reviewed. It wasn't even a scholar or a writer who was necessarily having anything to do with the subject itself. They just kind of included the information. So that's why the red flag really went off.
Laura, let me bring you back in on this then. So how many professors around the country are engaged in this kind of work, getting their students and indeed themselves to edit pages on Wikipedia? How big is this movement?
That's a question that, in terms of numbers or data, I don't have the answer at my fingertips, but I can give you anecdotal information. When I started doing it, my colleagues were very surprised. But I actually do a bit of advocacy, too, through conferencing and presenting. And most times when I do that, the light bulb goes off because the faculty realize that this is actually a wonderful teaching tool. And the other aspect that has made my colleagues sort of excited about the idea of becoming a Wikipedia editor is the idea that we are actually responsible to our subjects. So I teach early modern women, and as Frank said, the women editors and are much, much smaller in number than the male editors. And as a result, the subjects that are covered tend not to include things like early modern women. There's a group called Women in Red, which was formed in 2013, whose job it is to advocate and motivate the writing of biographies of women in history. And we work with them, and I've worked with several organizations to do edit-a-thons where we actually teach people how to edit and encourage them to use their expertise to create new pages for example, with early modern women writers, or to go to the ones that exist and evaluate them for gaps in knowledge, or to flesh them out, to create a fuller encyclopedia entry on them. And frankly, the people who care about their subjects are pretty convinced when I tell them that we owe it to our subjects to be represented on what is probably one of the top 10 visited websites in the world. And the number of visitors that are going to read about our subjects on Wikipedia so far dwarfs what we get through our scholarship that they begin to be compelled. So I think the movement is it's moving in the positive direction. People are starting to do this.
Well, that's Laura Runge, who's a professor of English at the University of South Florida in Tampa. And also here is Elizabeth Ricketts. And Elizabeth is a student at the University of South Florida. She has revised the Sense and Sensibility page on Wikipedia. And Laura has had a graduate course where students edited Wikipedia pages related to Jane Austen. Also here is Frank Schulenberg, Executive Director of Wiki Education. Wiki Education's program makes updating Wikipedia a classroom assignment for more than 6,000 university students across the country. And he says this enables students to play an active role in enhancing the world's largest open learning platform and build their information literacy skills at a time when the world is desperately seeking the truth. Frank, who is eligible to edit a Wikipedia entry?
Everybody is. You could go online now and you could start right away.
So is there potential, though, for people who want to spin things and get away from maybe objective facts and spin things? Let's say you get into a description of a religion or description of a political party or a description of a politician. Isn't there potential for people to, wreak havoc on that page and put up all sorts of things that are not true or not fact-based?
Sure, that's always the case in an open system. But what the beauty is about Wikipedia's approach is there is a large community of longtime Wikipedia editors, and they have certain software mechanisms like a watch list, for example, where
things when people edit Wikipedia articles that you're monitoring, then you get a notification. And so there is a lot of control through the large community that Wikipedia has. And I think there was, like, at some point, a couple of years ago, there was, like, a study that showed that if someone vandalizes an article, injects some false information, that on average that information gets removed within the first 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, you need a lot of editors. I mean, Wikipedia is so big, it must have millions of entries. You need tens of thousands of editors.
No, that's correct. That's correct. And Wikipedia is an international project. So besides the English Wikipedia, you have Wikipedia language editions and more than 200 languages. And I think, and to be honest, like, I've been a Wikipedia editor in my free time since 2005, and it's a lot of fun. It's just, you can learn so much about the topic that you're writing about. And I think that's what is like the fascinating thing for the students. It's not only they get a deeper learning experience by engaging in this Wikipedia assignment. It also feels like, wow, I'm doing something for other people, right? Like, I'm not writing a term paper that ends up in some drawer and no one really is interested in that. No, you write a Wikipedia article and millions of people have suddenly access to the information that you put on Wikipedia. And I think that's very fulfilling.
So if I see something on Wikipedia, so let's say something I know about firsthand or if I've had experience with, and I think the entry is wrong or needs to be expanded, I could put an entry there. I could write that entry, and then one of the Wikipedia editors would edit that entry and either accept or reject it or change it to what their standards are.
Can I jump in
and
reply to that? Because I have a couple of things I wanted to add. First is to go back to the question of numbers. When I did my presentation in November, the number of registered users, that is Wikipedia editors, was about 32 million.
Whoa.
And the active users, the active editors, are 131,000. So there are hundreds of thousands of people working on this at any time. Now, the thing about that we haven't talked about is the back end of these articles. It's all open, but you have to look at the top page to see what the editors are actually considering as important information and for the validating process. You can look at the top page for any article and find out how the editors are viewing things that might be suspicious or might be not appropriate. And it's a community that talks to each other about what knowledge is supposed to be in that article. So it's not just a random person coming in and spamming. It's actually part of the process to negotiate what is fair. And there are standards that most Wikipedians learn right when they start that we all try to abide by.
Hmm. Elizabeth, what did your high school teachers tell you about Wikipedia?
You know, it's funny that you should ask that because I also spent 10 years teaching in the public school system. So not only did I hear, don't use Wikipedia, I also spread the message, don't use Wikipedia. But now as a PhD student and instructor of freshmen and sophomores in literature and composition courses, I've changed my tune. I do not allow them to cite it in a paper. As Dr. Runge said before, you wouldn't cite the encyclopedia anyway. But I especially direct them to those footnotes to find the primary sources and also to just get great background information on the subject. For example, I teach a lot of texts that are out of their time period, such as Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift from the 18th century. So I actually tell them, check out the Wikipedia page on Jonathan Swift and Gulliver's Travels. Get yourself familiarized, get yourself some background, and I've definitely changed my tune on that.
Mm. Frank, you're with Wiki Education. Is that part of Wikipedia? And could you tell me, is Wikipedia a nonprofit?
Wikipedia is run and operated by the Wikimedia Foundation, and we're an independent organization. We're also based in San Francisco. And going back to one of your earlier questions about like how many teachers are doing this, right? We've been working with 500 universities all over the United States and Canada, and it's a growing movement. I think that more and more university instructors see the benefits of, like, improved media literacy that their students get through this Wikipedia assignment, or, like, better writing and research skills. And I think, to be honest, I think it's really important to also take into account that things like media literacy are increasingly important. If you look at, like, how the world of how people change the way they're using information, so many people use the Internet. They Google something, and then Wikipedia entries are almost always among the first 10 search results that you get back from Google. And I think it's really, really important that if that's what's happening and people are using Wikipedia anyway, that there is an organization that is dedicated to making sure that the information that people get on Wikipedia is accurate and not misleading.
And Frank, if people want to get in touch with you, and maybe a college professor is listening right now and want to get their students involved in a project editing Wikipedia pages, how can they get in touch with Wiki Education?
You can go to our website. It's wikiedu.org, and you're going to find all the information that you need to get started.
And Laura Runge at the University of South Florida, do you have a next project? Are you done with Jane Austen, or will you continue to work on Jane Austen for the foreseeable future?
I can never be done with Jane Austen. She won't leave me. No, I work on early modern women in general, sort of going back to Afroben in the 17th century through Jane Austen. She's sort of my end point. And I am looking into doing more digital humanities work around Jane Austen, and my next article is going to be looking at how we analyze the corpus of Jane Austen's work digitally, and what are the benefits for literary criticism to move in that direction.
And Elizabeth Ricketts, let me ask you a question that you're not going to expect. Do you have a favorite Jane Austen movie? Because I hear a lot of debate about whether or not the movies actually are fair and live up to the quality of the books. Do you have a favorite film version of Jane Austen?
That's a really hard question, because there's also the adaptations like Bridget Jones's Diary. But if I have to stick to one specifically that are based on Jane Austen, I do have to pick Sense and Sensibility. That's just a fantastic movie.
Well, Elizabeth Ricketts and Laura Runge and Frank Schulenberg, thank you so much for coming on WMNF.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate being able to talk to you. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you here. Well, you're listening to 88.5 FM. This is WMNF in Tampa. Umika Thomas and Patty Perkey are our engineers behind the scenes. And in a moment, we're going to talk about the best restaurants here in the Tampa Bay area. Stick around.